I'm sure you felt it yourself, and I certainly have, that when you're trying to communicate in a foreign language and someone corrects you, even if subconsciously, you become afraid of speaking because you're afraid of making mistakes.
Yeah.
And then you can get into error correction, not working and stuff like that. But
I know. It's funny. I was thinking about that when I didn't watch your podcast, but I was thinking about that after I saw you did one on that. And I remember really vividly, like, a friend of mine, her mom, she's from Peru, and her mom used to be a Spanish teacher. And she's this amazing woman that I look up to immensely. Right. And when I speak Spanish with her, she'll correct me sometimes. And there have been so many times that she'll correct me, but I literally don't remember what she told me, because not because I'm trying to be rude. It's just like, we're in a conversation. She made a correction, you know, and but it doesn't like help me in the long term, you know? Absolutely. And I always remember that as a teacher. I'm like, oh, like, they're not going to remember. They're like, it's the likelihood that they will remember this one time I corrected them is very, very small. Yeah, so,
and the even funnier part is, a lot of times they actually know that themselves already.
Totally.
They just can't use it in a real time conversation, because that's the way it works in the brain. Right? So you tell them, no, that was wrong. And so if they stop to think about it, they actually know it themselves.
They do, yeah.
Just a different process. Right.
That's really true. Yeah. That is so true. And I know that that's true for myself as a learner. Like if it's happening in real time and I'm questioning it just a little bit, you know, you're right. Like it's wrong, but it's like the person I'm conversing with gets it, you know, like, so it doesn't really matter.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now I'm taking a class. I'm doing a French in Duolingo. And I get really mad sometimes with Duolingo. I'm like, we can do better, people. Like, because it's, you know, they make those error corrections. You know, and I'm sure I'm wrong, right? Like, I'm learning a language.
I mean, yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like it takes so much of my brain power to shift to get it right the next 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
That it almost does, it's not helpful. It makes me self-conscious as opposed to feeling empowered and capable. Yeah. And so that's, I'm doing it only because, you know, it's free and it reminds me to do it, you know, like, and there's like a competition piece that I like kind of like a little bit, you know, but otherwise it's a pretty poorly designed program.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen, they have stories now.
I know they do, but I haven't, but they only have them in Spanish, French, because I was looking for them in German, but they don't have any yet.
No.
But
I do like the stories. I will give them that. Those are.
Yeah. I mean, I'll check them out, but.
Yeah.
It's always going to be more interesting. And. Yeah, I was just thinking about error correction that, well, first of all, we talked about why it doesn't work, but I'm sure you felt it yourself, and I certainly have, that when you're trying to communicate in a foreign language and someone corrects you, even if subconsciously, you become afraid of speaking because you're afraid of making mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we can get into, you know, we're into topics like, you know, caring about what other people think and stuff like that. But, many times it's just automatic. Like, I felt it myself. Like, I'm communicating in a foreign language. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Someone tries to correct me. And all of a sudden, even if on a subconscious level, I become more hesitant, you know, to just let it go and try to communicate.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's another side effect of it, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah. And I totally felt that within myself. Like, you know, it makes me, yeah, just more self-conscious and less likely to be in the flow.
I try to tell people not to correct me if I see that.
Yeah. That's good.
Thank you so much for watching. I really hope you enjoyed it. And if you want to watch the entire interview with Kristen, in which we talked about different things related to language acquisition, you know, just like how to know that you're learning the language the right way and the process working, or, you know, different tips, ideas for language acquisition, for language teaching as well. So yeah, you can check it out right here. All right. And right here, just smash this guy in the face and subscribe to my channel. Thank you and have a good day.